Earlier this morning, as I was chatting on Facebook with Dan Hensley in the United States, he brought to my attention this week's edition of DXers Unlimited with the one and only Arne Goro. He told me what was said on the program, but I just had to hear it for myself. As you know, this week the Voice of Korea has been spewing out, and I don't use that term lightly, but they were spewing out all kinds of things about the puppet South, the imperialists, etc., etc., etc. Well, DXers Unlimited and Arne Goro seem to be pretty much putting the same kind of rubbish on the air as the Voice of Korea, but not attacking governments, attacking other program hosts. For a number of years now, Arne Goro has said that Jeff White, the owner of WRMI, that's Radio Miami International, Glenn Hauser, host of World of Radio, and myself are, well, funded by the CIA. Arne, if you are listening, I only wish that was the case. If we were funded by the CRA, we probably could do a lot more than what we're doing now in the way of programming. But this week, the edition of DXers Unlimited, which aired on Sunday, oy vey, that's the only thing I can say. It was just complete and utter rubbish. Now, if you've been listening to DXers Unlimited for many years, if you probably gathered by now, once you heard one show, well, you've pretty much heard them all. I have some studio recordings of DXers Unlimited that go back to 1993. I can run them today, and there's not much of a difference, except for the fact that maybe Arne sounds a little bit older. But this week on DXers Unlimited, which he did, by the way, by telephone, and not in the studio, good job, Arne, was absolute, a four-letter word that begins with C. It's also a four-letter word that begins with S. He took issue with certain things that were posted on Glenn Hauser's World of Radio blog. Well, Arne, I don't know what world you're living in, but to give you an example of what he said, well, we managed to get hold of that show. So let's take a listen to his item two.
Item two, personal attacks, insults, lack of respect, and poor spelling are among the, quote, regular features, unquote, of the postings contributed to several shortwave listening and radio hobby internet lists and websites by a self-proclaimed expert from Oklahoma, United States of America. Among the latest examples of such attacks this person has posted is one that shows once again his total ignorance about a subject that he proclaims to be one of the world's top experts.
Well, then Arne went into a piece about frequency management. You hear me laughing because, Arne, come on, Radio Havana, Cuba, and you talk about frequency management? Shouldn't it be frequency mismanagement? Anyway, he did his other pieces of gobbledygook, which are probably taken from another show, and then he went on with this.
For your information, amigos, all the attacks against Radio Havana Cuba and against me coming regularly from the so-called World of Radio self-proclaimed expert increased since our station began to use on the 8th of November a new frequency beam to Central North America using a highly directional curtain array type HR4408. That's an antenna type certified by the International Telecommunications Union as a highly directional and high front-to-back ratio antenna system. The frequency selected for the B10 ITU period for that service is 6,050 kHz. That appears as a totally blank and clear frequency for the Xerox zones to which we are broadcasting. In other words, no other station has registered with the ITU that frequency with the intention of broadcasting to Central North America, something that we have checked regularly during the scheduled times when 6,050 kHz is used. In other words, the use of that frequency is in full compliance with the ITU frequency management recommendations, and the daily excellent reception reports we are receiving from both the areas of the USA and Canada to where the 6,050 kilohertz Radio Havana Cuba transmissions have been, confirmed to us that this is a good channel, clear of any incompatibility and causing no incompatibility to any other registered user, as shown by the ITU B10 database.
The only thing I can say to end this off is, Arnie, the Cold War is over. Stop being so paranoid. Speak up against jamming. And, by the way, you do jam a lot of radio stations. The only way I can end off this piece with is I wish Arnie Koro would have some chutzpah and actually speak up against jamming. Look, Arnie, the Cold War is over. Stop being so paranoid. How can a station, let's say like WRMI or World of Radio or anything from PCJ, be a threat to your regime? The real fact is you are what I call a convenient communist. You're only a communist when it's convenient for you. The reality is you probably dislike the regime as much as most of your countrymen. But, well, if you can get something from it, who cares about anybody else?